Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Seasons of Purpose broadcast, a ministry of New Season Church International. Ecclesiastes 3:1 states, "To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven." We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst. Thank you for tuning in, and now let's begin our study in the all-sustaining Word of God. Hallelujah.
It's a new season. It's a new day. Yeah, resting on you. I can feel it. It's flowing my way. Oh, oh, oh. It's a season of power and prosperity. It's a new season, and it's coming to me. Or if you believe that, lift your hands and say,
it's a new season.
It's a new day.
Good evening and welcome to the Seasons of Purpose radio broadcast. We thank God for you tuning in tonight. We thank God for our listening audience and happy May to everyone. We're already in the fifth month of this year. Praise God. God is keeping us and blessing each of us, and we just give God all the praise. We thank God for the presence of our Lord tonight, and we just give him all the honor, praises, and glory. We thank God for you, and we ask that blessings upon your families, and thank God for you taking the time tonight to tune in to join us in the study of God's all-powerful, all-sustaining word. We have a message in the house tonight from Pastor Jasper Whitehurst, and it is titled, A View from the Inside, A View from the Inside. So go ahead, if you haven't already, and gather your Bibles and your pen and papers so you can take notes. And we're going to go ahead and usher the presence of the Lord in with a song of praise. We give God all the honor, and we give him all the glory. Because we know, hallelujah, who we are in the Lord.
We've been called for to show his excellence. Hey. All I require for life, God has given me, and I know who I am.
assured is excellent. All I require for life, God has given me. For I know who I am. I know who God says I am. What He says I am. Where He says I'm at. I know who I am.
know who you are in the Lord. Oh, in this day and time, we need to know and be able to stand assured that we know that we are children of the Most High God, those that are a part of a royal priesthood, a holy nation, hallelujah, a chosen generation for a time such as this. I know, hallelujah, thank God, I know who I am in the Lord, praise God. We're going to go ahead and go before the throne of grace in prayer tonight. I'm going to ask if you'll bow your heads with me. And after we pray, then the next voice you will hear will be that of Pastor Jasper Whitehurst, praise God. Heavenly Father, Lord God, we come to you tonight, Lord, just lifting up your holy name, Father God. We thank you for being our God. We thank you that there is no other God but you, Heavenly Father, Lord God. We thank you for your grace and for your mercy. We thank you for peace that surpasses all understanding, Lord. We thank you for joy unspeakable, Father. We thank you for your healing power, Lord, over our physical bodies, Lord God, from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet. And Lord, if there be any, Lord God, that are battling sicknesses at this time, Father God, we pray, Lord, for the manifestation of your healing throughout their physical body, Lord God. We thank you that your word tells us, Lord, that Jesus Christ was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. And by his stripes, we are not trying to be healed. We are healed. And we thank you, Lord God, for your word. For you tell us, Lord, that we are to live by every word, hallelujah, that proceeds out of the mouth of God. So we stand on your word by faith, Lord, knowing that your word goes forth. And it doesn't ever return void, but it accomplishes that for which it has been sent and purposed to accomplish, Lord, because we know that there is no failure in our God, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, for the man of the hour that will bring forth your word tonight. We pray, Lord God, that you just endow him with your Holy Spirit, Lord God. Let there be no reservation, no hesitation, but he speaks forth boldly your word with clarity, with understanding, with anointing, Heavenly Father, that it will touch the hearts and minds of those that have an ear to be able to hear, Lord God, and that we will take your word, that we will run with it, Lord God, so that we can help to advance your kingdom here in this earth. We certainly, Lord, give you all the praise and all the honor and all the glory. And we ask these things in the name that is above all names. And that is the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen, amen. Praise your name, Lord. Praise your name. Thank you to God. Be all the glory. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you for this moment and time to come together with people to share the word of God, taking bread together. Amen. In Jesus' name, we just thank God for the opportunity. Thank God to be able to bless his people. Amen. And give them some instruction of the word of God on this hour. Amen. We're going to dive into the word of God on this day and go ahead and get this started. Also, God bless. I've been coming from Luke chapter 24. We're going to start at verse 4-5. Luke chapter 24 and verse 4-5. In the New Testament, praise God. We've been coming from the King James Version, if you will. King James Version. Yes.
Praise God. Luke chapter 24, verse 45. Then open he their understanding, that they might understand the scriptures, and said unto them, Jesus is speaking, thus it is written, and thus it behooved Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day, And that repentance and remission of sin should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem, verse 48. And ye are witnesses of these things, verse 49. And behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you. But tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until ye be endued with power from on high.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you. Praise God. Verse 48, and ye are witnesses of these things. And this is the time that Jesus death bears a resurrection. He returned back. He showed some of certain brothers. He's showing some of certain people he done that. And at this time, he was showing some of the disciples at this time. And man, they were seeing him in a different format. He was telling them flesh and bone don't have you were telling them before, you go to verse 36, he spoke with speaking to them. He told them peace unto them. And they were terrified and frightened. And because I thought they had seen a spirit. And Jesus would tell them that, tell them they were in trouble, that, their thoughts and their hearts were rising because they were in trouble because he had to go away or during the death of the cross and death of resurrection. And he showed up again. He told them, behold my hands, verse 39. And my feet, that is I myself. Hallow me and see, for a spirit has not flesh and bones, and you see me. So he saw him in different manifestations like never before. I've just buried resurrection. So they were seeing him as something they had never seen before. So it was new to them, and they didn't know what to think of it. And Jesus tell them before he had something to eat, he tell them, it's all good. All things are all right. And, and I'm showing myself to you for a reason so you can go out and do what I command you to do for the great commissioning, the same commission gave to the disciples, give to us today. Amen. So Jesus was talking to them about what was going on, what was happening, and they was there and seeing those events happening right before their very eyes. Amen. Mm-hmm. The title for the night is A View from the Inside. A View from the Inside. The introduction. The disciples knew of the Lord, of the life and the ministry of Jesus from the inside, because they saw different accounts. I mean, there was eyewitness to the certain things that Jesus did in ministry, the power of God came down, and miracles, signs, and wonders. They had seen that throughout his 3-year ministry here on this earth. So they can attest to that through their witness, and they seen that happen right before their eyes. Those things was accounted for in the Old Testament. Those things were coming to pass, here on earth through Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, so they can account for that. And they knew this, about this. And Jesus had chosen and called these 12 unique men to follow him. Amen? Mm-hmm. You know the story. We heard many times in the full gospel. During his three years of ministry here on the earth, their occupation ranged from fishermen to tax collection and so on. They did different type of occupation. He took the ordinary people and turned to extraordinary people. He transformed their lives like never before. Amen. Yeah. These are the 12 men who, for the most part, were proved to be valuable and also proved to be a great companion towards Christ. Amen. They have not in his ministry. He was chosen by Almighty God, chosen by the Son of the living God himself. Their instruction and their conversation will become the teachings in knowledge and instruction for the church that would later grow and spread. Amen. Matter of fact, the church is still growing and spreading today through God's word and through the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It's still growing today. It's still multiplying today. It's still going forth through the kingdom of God. We still have still the kingdom to this very day. It's still going on. Amen. It's supposed to go on to Jesus' return. Supposed to go on to work to Jesus' return. To Jesus returns on this earth, so we got a lot of work to do. And it has not stopped. We're going to continue to go on until Christ returns. And then second coming of Jesus Christ. Jesus knew, or the 12 disciples knew of their personalities. Yeah, they knew about personality. Knew both of their strength and their weaknesses. And Jesus knew that these men would disappoint him, desert him, deny him, and betray him. He knew that was going to happen. That won't take place. But he still has faith in that. that would turn around for the good. Amen. And Peter, turn around for the good. Jesus said, I pray for you that your faith fail you not. The enemy has desired you to shift you at weak. But God, he turned that thing around. He got filled with the Holy Ghost. He turned that thing around. He was more powerful apostle for the kingdom of God, for the things of Christ. He turned that thing around. He became fully believing in Christ. Amen. And did a great amount of work for the kingdom of God. Jesus knew that these men, once filled with the Holy Spirit, once filled with the power of the Holy Ghost, would be the first witnesses of the gospel of Jesus Christ, carrying God's message of redemption to the world, praise God, hallelujah. It's still, that gospel is still being preached and carried on today, praise God, and to the ends of the earth, praise God, hallelujah. He knew the men would soon be carrying the word of God and the power of redemption to the world. Praise God, hallelujah. And we got work to do, saints, children of Most High God. We got work to do as well to care for that power and for that word of God, the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to the world, to the ends of the earth. Amen? To Jesus' return. And we got a lot of work to do. Jesus gives his followers, us who believe in Christ, the great commission. The born-again believers, praise God, hallelujah, followers of Jesus Christ are commanded to go. To go and make disciples of all nations, not some, but all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and the Holy Spirit, praise God, for the Matthew chapter 28:19. And throughout the gospel of Christ, that these are the mandates that God set for us through Jesus Christ for us to do these things. Amen?
Amen.
And you can feel with your Holy Spirit, you can feel with God's holy power, do those power, because you great mighty work for the kingdom of God, praise God. It's our assignment. It's our appointment. It's part of God's anointing for our life to do that kind of work in the church, in the body of Christ. We all have a responsibility to do. And then these disciples, and you're part of that, you are part of his discipleship, praise God, were selected to let the world know of God's love and that God sent Jesus to redeem the earth, amen, through his shed blood and carry cross. For the mission of sin, follow in Christ Jesus together in fellowship, praise God, together in love. Jesus prayed that his followers would be brought to complete unity in the body of Christ, in the church, and in our fellowship towards one another. Amen. We got unity towards each other, unity in the body of Christ, unity in our worship, unity in our praise, unity in our fellowship throughout the body of Christ, throughout the word of God. Amen. He had mandated for that to happen in our lives and through what God had concerned, the word of God concerning our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. We got a matter of work to do. Amen. Praise God. A view from the inside. A view from the inside. Amen. A few things I want to share with you about that. Number one, a view from the inside gives us a picture of the person of Christ. We're talking about. It gives us a picture of the person of Christ. Amen. Simon Peter said to Jesus that Jesus is the Christ, the anointed one, the Messiah, the Son of the living God. Amen. That was a revelation of God. He got a revelation. And he told who Jesus is. Amen. Jesus and his disciples, who the men say I am. Some say different things. Some say Elijah. Some say other things. But both Peter said, you are the Christ. You are the Son of the living God. You are the Son of God, praise God. You are the anointed one. You are the Messiah, amen.
Amen.
Jesus' disciples have seen him pray many times, amen. He was a praying man.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus' intense prayer life, the power has showed him in every aspect of his life. He showed the power of God in his life and everything he did, morning, noon, and night. He was a man of prayer, praise God. He always took time to go off and leave and go out to prayer and come back and do the work God called him to do. He was a man of prayer. He was a man of faith, amen. And we ought to be the same way in the things of God, be it people of prayer, people of faith, amen. People that get that prayer line going, get that prayer life going, amen. And do the thing God called and commanded us to do, amen. Be filled with his love, filled with his power, and filled with his holy anointing, amen. Do the work God called for us to do.
Amen.
We need to have a mind of Christ. We have a heart of Christ. We need to pray without ceasing, amen. Thank for our brothers and sisters in Christ and for the things of the world. Amen. And for every aspect of our lives, our family, our community, our business, our nation, our government, our children, our marriages, and others. We need to be had a hard prayer to do the thing God called and commanded us to do, a child of the Most High God. Amen.
Amen.
And what God ordained for us to do, to carry out the work or create the work of God. Amen. And being citizens of the Most High God. Amen. Seek you first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto us. Praise God. So we need to be about the Father's business. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Give people prayer. People not get prayer through. Even if God Christ had to pray. And Jesus gave him a model prayer as well, Matthew 9-13. He told him how to pray. In Luke, he told him how to pray. Amen. He gave him instruction and gave him a model to follow how to pray and go about the Father's business. Amen.
Amen.
Do the thing God called and commands to do in a children, a child of Most High God. Amen.
Amen.
God's love is evident in Christ Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Because Christ saves, transforms us, and unites all the believers together in the body of Christ to do what he called and commands to do and how he's the head of in our neighborhood and our community in this world. Christ the Son of God and the Son of Man. Amen. He is our Lord and our Savior, praise God. Christ is a living example of the fruit of the Spirit. What are you talking about? Christ is a living example of the fruit of the Spirit. Amen? He's a living example that speak of Galatians 5:22-23. He's a living example of the fruit of the Spirit.
Amen.
Let me explain to you. Amen. Number one, love. The love of Christ demonstrated, amen, you turn to Romans 5:8, the love of Christ demonstrated, he demonstrated the love each and every day he here on this earth, every day he ministered, to take it away. He demonstrated the agape love of God right there before the eyes. He demonstrated that today before us, amen. He demonstrated that love before us.
Amen. Romans 5:8.
Yeah.
It tells us, but God commendeth his love toward
what
us.
God?
In that,
my God,
while we were yet
sinners, lost sinners, on the way to hell,
Christ died for us.
Praise God. Christ died for us. That's God's love of God. He died for us. Amen. That love of God.
No greater love
but the love of God through Jesus Christ. Amen. He demonstrated that love to the highest good for others. That God's love of God, unconditional love of God. He demonstrated that by his love, by his death, burial, and resurrection, and his life on the cross that he did for us, amen.
Mm-hmm.
He became sin for us, a new sin. Christ demonstrated that love for us.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, joy of the Spirit. Joy. Your gladness is not based on your circumstance. I say your gladness is not based on your circumstances or your financial success or your popularity, amen, or your influence that you have. Not based on that. That can't get you to heaven. The amount of money you have, amen. You got to go through Jesus. Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. Only through Jesus Christ can you be saved, amen. Can you have a born again experience through the power of God, through the grace of God, and through your faith and believing in that, amen. Through the word of God, through your faith in that, believe that for. You are saved by grace and not yourself, praise God. For the joy of the Lord is our strength, praise God, hallelujah. More than your life, no matter what time it happens to be, the joy of the Lord is our strength. Amen?
Amen.
The joy of our salvation in Christ, the believing we experience joy, unspeakable joy, and full of glory, praise God. You say the joy I have, I give to you.
Mm-hmm.
No, they can't take it away. They can't give it to you. They can't take it away. You can't go and manufacture joy. You can't go and get it on Amazon. You can't go and get it from Walmart. Amen. The joy that I have, can no man take away, can no man give it to you, but it comes through Jesus Christ, the Son of God. He said he gives that joy out. He is the joy of our salvation, praise God. His forgiveness and his participation in the true fellowship with the believers, it helps to make us strong in the gospel of Jesus Christ. It helps make us strong in sharing the gospel. It helps make us strong to receive the gospel and to receive forgiveness for our sins through Jesus Christ. Amen. He helped us to be obedient to the faith of what God designed for us to be in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
To move on to do a greater work that God had called for us to do. Not to sit around and do anything. You got work to do in the kingdom of God. And the kingdom of God is at hand on today. Amen. to do what God called and commands you to do, to go forth and go and make you suffer and do the thing that we're mandated for to do. Amen. Now, we're talking about Christ is the fruit of the Spirit, example of the fruit of the Spirit. We're talking about love, we've got the love of God, unconditional. We're talking about joy, unspeakable joy in Christ Jesus, that joy he gives to us in our salvation. Now, we're talking about, now, next we're going to talk about that peace. Amen. That peace, Christ, he was that peace, he was that contentment, amen, he was that unity between the people. Amen. Christ what? Bring us together in Christ Jesus. Jesus is the Prince of Peace. Amen. Have a fellowship in harmony, freedom from sin, freedom from worry, freedom from disturbances, freedom from oppression, oppressed thought. In Christ Jesus, we have that. Amen. We have that unity in our spirit, unity among one another, unity among people. Amen. He is the Prince of Peace. Praise God. God wants to be unified in the body of Christ. He wants to be unity in Christ Jesus. Amen. We have that unity in him. He gives that peace of mind, peace of heart, and peace of strength in him. Praise God. So we have that unity in Christ, and Christ with that purpose down to or that unity here on earth while he was here on earth through his ministry, through his word, and through us, the people of God, that born again in his spirit, born again in his word. You know about that unity of love, unity of joy, unity of peace in our life through Jesus Christ. Amen. You want to see furthermore, see Philippians 4:6-7 and John 14:27. But we have that in him. Also the fruit of the Spirit we have in Christ Jesus is long suffering. Long suffering or patient, you want to call it, be slow to speak and slow to anger and then slow to wrath. You speak on James. Patient is bearing pain or problem without complaining. They were probably true in Israel. They didn't hit our patience. Amen. They would be complaining all the time. God brought my Egypt with a mighty hand, with the power of God. They were complaining. And God blessed them. But God's grace and mercy, they kept them. Amen. His grace and mercy kept them through the wilderness. Amen. His grace and mercy kept them through different journeys they had at that time. God's grace and mercy keep us as well. Praise God. Thank God for his grace. Thank God for his mercy. Amen. Thank God for his love. But you need to do less complaining and more walking by faith and not by sight. Amen. More than trusting God through it all from day to day. Trusting God no matter what problem you have, no matter what your circumstance, learn to trust in the Lord, for he cares for you and he cares for one another. We care for each other. Amen. And prayer, but be more prayerful heart instead of complaining heart. Amen. Be more than praising God, ask God for guidance and direction, more than doing our complaint towards God. Amen. Talk to the Lord. Go to the Lord in prayer. Let him know what's on your heart, what's on your mind. Go to him in prayer. Amen. And God will help you to work things out. And find kindness. Kindness is another thing, being merciful. Amen. Friendly. God says, you know, have a friend. It's friendly. Amen. Be friendly. Be tenderhearted. Praise God. We need to be more tenderhearted, more merciful. Praise God. And he has been merciful toward us. Because God's mercy is out here today. Learn and be merciful toward other people. You know, around us, our neighborhood, our community, learn to be friendly. Amen. Have a friendly heart. Have a tender heart towards the things of God. Amen. Goodness. Be generous. Have an open heart. Goodness is selflessness to others. Oh, Lord, help me be selfless to others, praise God. Goodness is selfless to others. To be good and be generous. Amen. To others. And go above that. Amen. Go that second mile if you can. Go above, beyond, more than what we deserve. We don't deserve it. We thank God for his goodness and his mercy. We don't deserve it, but God has it available to us through Christ Jesus, amen, and through who he is as being our Heavenly Father. We thank God for his love. We thank God for his mercy. And Psalm 23, at the end, says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And we thank God for his goodness and his mercy, the Father, to run over to overtake us, praise God. What a joy, what a blessing, what a holy, righteous God that we have. He got his good and mercy by his word to overtake us, amen. And from day to day, praise God. Yeah, that's a good thing to have. And we're free to give by God. And then one of our benefit as a child of Most High God, amen. Number 7, faithfulness. Amen. Fruit of the Spirit. Dependability, loyalty, and full of trust. Oh, Lord, we need that today. Faithfulness is firm devotion to God, fully committed, fully devoted, praise God, to God, fully, had a devotion in your heart to God, amen, had a loyalty to your friends that you know, had a dependability, praise God, to carry out your responsibility in faith towards the thing that God has assigned you to do, your assignment, amen, your anointing, amen, your, the gift that God, talent that God has given you, the gift and talent he has given you, to be able to carry them out responsibly, amen, to be faithful in all that thing that God has assigned you to do, so he can have, they can say the word to you, well done, thy good and faithful servant, praise God, hallelujah. Thank God for that. Thank God for his word. I would someday look forward to hearing that, praise God. Well done, thy good and faithful servant. Amen. We're talking about the fruit of the Spirit. Jesus was a, he was an example of the fruit of the Spirit. Number eight, some of goodness, a gentleness, amen. Humble, calm, amen. He speaks of in Matthew 11:29, be humble and being calm, amen. Jesus said, take my yoke upon you, my yoke is easy, praise God, amen. He was humble, he was calm, amen. He was non-threatening, but he was also a mighty man of God as well. He was son of the living God, and he defeated the enemy, the devil, amen. And his demeanor was derived from a position of strength, praise God, and authority. There was humbleness here, there was gentleness here, there was meekness here, amen. He came from a position of strength and authority, praise God, and he was useful in all situations. Be more common in present anger. Lord, be angry and sin not. Yeah, you're part angry, but be angry and sin not, amen. So God can calm you down, and you can have that meekness and that calmness and gentleness about you, amen. So someone can see that, amen. And then, you know, say, must it possible, live peaceful with all men. It must be possible. Have that gentleness, have that meekness, have that calmness with other people. It may not deserve it, but Christ did it for us, we should do it for others, amen.
Amen.
We do it for others. Because next one, number nine, temperance or self-control. Behaving well is to restrain our own emotion, action, and desire to be in harmony with the will of God. Let me say that again. Temperance, self-control, praise God. You need that. Amen. You need that.
Yeah.
Every day you need that. You need it right now today, praise God. Behaving well. Behave yourself. Amen. You child of the Most High God. Amen. You should see. See, you have some kind of self-control, praise God. You look out of your strength, and don't want to go off every 5, 10 seconds, every minute. Amen. No way, they just want to hit somebody, beat somebody down, praise God. But our own emotion in check, our action in check, and our own desire in check, amen. And God will help us keep it in check through the fruit of the Spirit, praise God. Because you walk in the Spirit of God. Now you're not walking in flesh, man. That's old man. But the new spirit is newness in Christ Jesus. You walk in the fullness of the fruit of the Spirit, praise God. They're going to mold and shape. They're going to transform your life inside out, praise God. You should have some fruit about that. Where you go from day to day, you shouldn't be the same you were before. You should have a new man, not an old man, praise God. And the new man come up inside you in Christ. David said, Lord, create me a clean heart. You knew the right spirit of God within me. He knew he was need to be renewed. Paul knew he was renewed. He said, oh, wretched man am I, who should deliver me for the battle of his death. So Paul knew there was transformation taking place. There was a certain stronghold need to be taken down. We got a certain stronghold in our life need to be taken down by the power of God, amen. And he transformed our life from old to new, praise God. So we need that from day to day, amen, to strengthen us, to guide us, to direct us, to do what God called, commands to do. We need that in us and for us to do the matter of what God called us to do, amen.
Amen.
So Christ exhibited all those things in his life for the fruit of the Spirit that we have some example to go by. Amen. Now, God, Holy Spirit, will help us guide their records as well. He's our comforter. The Holy Spirit, our comforter. Amen. And he's our helper. Amen. He will help us through the power of God working in us mightily. Amen. To do a great amount of work, to do workmanship work in us, to do what God called us to do. Praise God. Amen. We thank God for that.
Amen.
Number two. As you from the inside gives a picture of the works of Christ. I said, as you from the inside gives us a picture of the works of Christ. What are you talking about? Well, what is the reason that Jesus appeared? To bring peace to the world or to show love and kindness? The reason that Jesus appeared was to reconcile us to God? What is Jesus' purpose? 1 John 3:8. What is Jesus' purpose? Jesus came to what? What did he come to do? 1 John 3:8. Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil. Satan's work, known as defile humanity, they also mark other aspects of God's creation. It was Satan can't do that. Amen. Yeah, keep God of heaven, praise God. Okay, you got 1 John 3. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
1 John 3, chapter 8. He that committed sin is of the devil.
Oh, my goodness.
For the devil sinneth from the beginning.
The word of God. From the beginning, yes.
For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested.
Say again now. For this purpose, the what?
The Son of God was manifested.
Yes.
That he might destroy the works of the devil.
Praise God, hallelujah. That he might destroy the Jesus, Son of God, that might destroy the works of the devil, praise
Amen.
God. And he did destroy the work of the devil. Death, hell, and the grave, praise God. We're not in the death anymore. We live to live again, praise God, hallelujah. You look at some of the other books, the word of God, so much of it. I know one is 1 Corinthians talking about 15, talking about telling the victory. We got victory in Jesus. Yes, you are victorious in him. Yes, we do. And 1 Corinthians 15, and it goes to 55, it says, O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin. Jesus took care of that. You can't sin for us. Numeral sin. Amen. And the strength of sin is the law. But, thank God for but, God. Thank God for that but. But thanks be to God, our Heavenly Father, our Lord, our God Almighty, which giveth us the victory, praise God, through our Lord Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. Not through any other person, no other name. You be saved. No other name. Many names in the world, biblical name in the world today. No other name but through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. We have the victory in him. Jesus is the victory that overcome the world. We have victory in him, praise God. And we thank God for that. Through Jesus Christ, we have the victory in our salvation. It's in him, praise God.
Amen.
To God be all the glory. And you know the word tells us also where the for the Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death. Jesus took care of it. He paid the price for that. But the gift of God is eternal life, praise God, hallelujah. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, Jesus Christ, another one, Jesus Christ, the Messiah, praise God. Through Jesus Christ, we have that, praise God. We are saved by grace, not of ourselves, amen, by faith, praise God. We thank God for that word. We thank God for what Jesus did. He came to destroy the works of the devil, praise God, amen. Because the devil, you know what the devil does. You know the work of the devil, the enemy. Amen. He entices us to sin. He inflicts disease and seeks to destroy those who bear the image of God. Who's those that bear the image of God? Who are those that bear the image of God? The people of God.
That's right.
Amen. God's people.
His children.
And he truly, so that the unbeliever,
mm-hmm.
believer and unbeliever, amen. But the true believer bears the image of God. He seduces us into error. He's the spirit of error. The Bible talking about the enemy. He binds the mind of what? The mind of the unbeliever. They see and believe the gospel. But thank God for the power of the gospel. Thank God for Jesus' blood, amen. That through Jesus Christ's blood, we had the power of deliverance. We had the power to save us, praise God. Through the blood of Jesus, never lose the power, praise God. By the lust of the eyes, his enemy does. By the lust of the flesh, and by the pride of life. The same text has been, the enemy been used ever since the beginning. You go to Genesis 3:6, he used the same text. He used it today. He used it on Jesus. By the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. He used the same text in 1 John 2:16, Galatians 5:19-21. Genesis 3:6, he used the same text he's been used all along. He's still using it today. He tempted Jesus. The same text the enemy used in Matthew chapter 4, verse 3-10. The same lie he's telling, the same lie he's telling today. He's a liar, he's always going to be a liar. He's not going to change that. He killed, steal, and destroy. But Jesus, Christ changed that through what he did to defeat the enemy, amen? And do it. God said it's common to man to fall, come to temptation. Amen. But God gave us an escape clause through his word, through the power of his word. Even though he said in 1 Corinthians 10:13, he talked about that, about a temptation of man, but God got a way to give you a hit clause in that, amen, so to speak, turn to 1 Corinthians 10:13. What did it say? What does the word say? Okay, the word says, for there had no temptation taken you, but such as is common. We all common. It's common to man. But, they go, but God is faithful, praise God. Thank God for his faithfulness. Amen. Thank God for his compassion, new and more. Thank God for his faithful, his love. But God is faithful that who will not suffer you or I to be tempted, but that which we are able. But we are with the temptation. Also make a way to escape, praise God. Hallelujah. He always make a way for you to escape. Then you take it, don't take it. It's on you. It's on you. That you might be able to bear it. God said, you better to bear that temptation. He's not going to put more on you than you can bear, praise God. But he give you an escape clause, so to speak. You better endure it to get out of it. Amen. You turn around, count all joy in that. Amen. So God provided all that for you through his holy word, praise God. Share the word, live by the word, and know the word and obey the word, praise God. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, number two, a view from the inside. View a picture of the works of Christ. Okay, a view from the inside, give a picture of the works of Christ. What are you talking about? Okay, I'm glad you asked. When Jesus began his ministry, he was tempted by the devil. By Jesus' obedience to God, his faithfulness to the word of God, the devil was defeated. Amen. He left for a season. Praise God. He came back. He left for a season. But he was defeated. But also he was defeated the foe. Praise God. Amen. Still defeated. But Jesus defeated him. But when Jesus came out of there for the days, amen, he would do the power. Amen. Do great and mighty things. And he did that. Amen. Jesus taught in the temple. Praise God. His ministry continued to go forward. Praise God. Amen. In the full gospel, he taught. He told Peter a parable in the temple, outside the temple. Miracle of Jesus, healing, deliverance, power over nature, raising the dead. All that was going on in the ministry of Christ. And all that is still going on today in the body of Christ. Praise God. That God, he tried to give us those gifts and those talents in the body of Christ, the fivefold ministry, and other ministry given to us, amen, in the body of Christ. We diversity a gift he given us to do great amount of work for the body of Christ to unify us in the God in Christ Jesus, amen, for the church, praise God. He has given us that. He has manifested that in us and through the people of God, and through the Holy Power, the Holy Anointing. He has done that. So he has caused the greater things in him and through him, praise God. Amen. He caused the greater things in Christ Jesus, amen. So he's still miracles still going on today. Healing still going on today. Deliverance still going on today. In Christ Jesus, in the name of Jesus, it still goes on today, praise God.
Amen.
Then we'll move on even further. The Beatitude. What kind of people would be blessed by God, amen, to be believers in God, to be happy, mm-hmm. amen, to be the true teacher of God, Jesus taught his parable and his word. And then there were some of those that saw the event in the life of people that Jesus' life were his disciples. And the people they healed, people they delivered, they were bound by the devil. Even today, the people that God healed, delivered, they were bound by him. He still does a great amount of work to this very day. Amen. To us, to our neighbors, to our, those that we know, to our family members, to our loved ones, he still doesn't work in those miracles today. Miracles have to see, miracles still going on. He said there will be, in fact, believers, to show signs, wonder, and miracle and power in the believer, praise God. And we know, and if we are believers in God, the power of God still goes on today.
Amen.
It still happens today. In his word, in the Holy Spirit, and through the born-again believer. The Father of Jesus Christ is still doing a great amount of work for the kingdom of God. Amen. For the kingdom of God. It still goes on today by faith. Amen. It manifested by faith in our life, in our children life, in our children's life. Amen. God talked about by the Spirit of God with the filled of the Spirit. Amen. Speak of that in Joel, about the Spirit of God. Sons and our daughters, praise God. And Mark and Luke, amen. Miracle, signs, and wonder goes on today, praise God, through the Word of God, through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Jesus is the author and finisher of our faith. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. And Jesus is still in control. Because number three, the view from the inside gives us a picture of the promises of Christ. I say the view from the inside gives us a picture of the promises of Christ. I can't give you all promises today, but you study God's word, his holy word, the holy Bible, but Genesis and Revelation, you can come in sight to the God's holy promises, amen, of Jesus speak of. And two men put down paper, you know. Too many, you don't have time to give you today. But heaven and earth may pass away, but God's divine word shall be fulfilled. It shall not pass away, but it shall go forth. God desires for it to go forth. It shall accomplish what God desires for it to accomplish. Praise God. Amen. It shall go forth and it shall be fulfilled. It not all be fulfilled yet. It still is going to be fulfilled, but God got his time and he's going to do certain things. And all he knows day and time, Christ coming back, all he knows day and time, and it's going to be fulfilled. Praise God. Thank God for that, though. He knows the day and time. Not man, because man will mess up big time. But God knows the day and time the thing's going to happen. Praise God. Thank God for that. Okay, the Beatitude. Jesus' teaching of the promises of God. One of the promises, some of the promises of God is in the Beatitude. Amen. Matthew chapter 5, or verse 2 to 12. In time of the 16, in time of the Beatitude. We're going to go over some of those today. The Beatitude.
The Beatitude.
Uh-huh.
Some say that's how your attitude should be.
Hey!
Hallelujah. It says, chapter 5, verse 3, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted.
All right now.
Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth.
Yes.
Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled.
My God.
Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy.
Yes.
Blessed are the pure in heart,
my God,
for they shall see God.
Yes.
Blessed are the peacemakers,
for
they shall be called the children of God.
True, my God, my God.
Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake.
Yes.
For theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
Kingdom of heaven, praise God.
Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you,
praise
and
God,
shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake.
Uh-huh.
Rejoice and be exceedingly glad.
Amen.
For great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you.
My God, my God. Thank you, my God. Thank you, God.
Amen.
So much more for the word of God. So much more that Jesus teaching his word for the promise of God. We had time to go back now, but it's so much more than you can ever imagine. The promise of God to be fulfilling your life, that God helping you, so many great benefits that God help you. Learn to stand on the promise of God. Learn to obey the promise of God. Learn to obey the word of God, amen. And learn to trust in God, and God will work things out on your behalf, praise God. We don't have time to get into all that for the night, though. We're going to do another part two about this later on. But learn to understand that God have a view of his word, amen. A view from the inside gives us a picture of God's holy word, God's holy promise. And also give you a picture of our salvation in Christ Jesus. Let God be blessed in your life. Continue to study the word. Continue to keep Christ first in your life, in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. We're talking tonight, hallelujah, about a view from the inside. We thank Pastor Jasper for that powerful word. He said a view from the inside gives us a picture of the person of Christ. It gives us a picture of the works of Christ. And it gives us a picture of the promises of Christ. Hallelujah. Your view should be a little bit clearer after hearing that powerful word, a view from the inside. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank God for the word tonight. We're going to go ahead. We have a few more minutes left in the broadcast. If there is one that would like tonight to be able to share a comment regarding the word, just simply press 1 on your dial pad, and we will dispatch you into the studio. While we are waiting, I would like to share with the women, hallelujah, of our audience that we are having a upcoming virtual free Women's Conference. Praise God. A virtual free women's conference. It is called The Call to the Queen. Hallelujah. We believe that every woman embodies a queen.
Amen.
And if you call to the queen,
yes.
Hallelujah, then the queen will answer.
All
praise
right
God.
All right,
and we have on our panel as guests, we have Dr. Sandra Fuller, who is an attorney here in Atlanta, that will talk with us about women, business, and the law. We have Lieutenant Kimberly McClinton, who is a police lieutenant that specializes and is an expert in crisis intervention. And she's going to talk with us about women and mental health and self-care. We also have a wonderful woman of God who I call a mother that's just overflowing with godly wisdom.
Amen.
And that's Sister Pat Gallo.
Amen.
She is a woman that just epitomizes the Titus 2 woman, and she's going to share with us some pearls of wisdom from the topic of queens. Are you ready? Praise God. And then I will be speaking and ministering from a topic of a queen. There is a queen in the kingdom. And so I'm just sending out a clarion call to all of my sisters. Get your friends together, other women as well, and ask them to go ahead and register on www.newseasonmen.org under the events tab. This is a free conference, and we would love to have you to sign up. You do not want to miss this event, praise God. Tonight we have one also. Call of your last four digits is 6769. Go right ahead, please. Praise God.
Tonight, I've just been sitting here being blessed by the word of God from the man of God, view from the inside, and I just thank God for Pastor.
Amen.
Jasper, you know,
amen,
allowing God to use him to just, you know, touch our hearts and encourage us. You know, sometimes the devil wants to come in and discourage us and just cause things to happen. But I'm glad that there's a word from God that we have the promises, that we have God's promises that he'll be with us in the good times and the bad. And I just thank God for that. I thank you for your prayers for my husband.
Yes.
We're taking it one day at a time with God, because we know God is a way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the dark. And I just have a little quick testimony on tonight. My boss called me to the office. He told me to come over his house, and him and his wife came out, and they said that they know that my car has been acting up. And so he gave me the keys to a 2015 Malibu. He said, "This is your car."
Praise God.
I started crying. I was like,
amen. Oh my goodness.
Amen.
I was like, I couldn't believe it. I was like, but I know God. He said, you know, he wants us to just to be faithful, you know, and his promises are true. And I just thank him for that blessing. I was like, I mean, I'm just still like, can't believe it. I keep looking outside like in the driveway. I mean, it's got under 24,000 miles on it. And I'm like, it looks brand new. And I'm like, my goodness, you know. And I say, God is so good. God is so good. You know, it's just that bright spot in the when things are trying to be down. I just thank him. He is an awesome God, and I thank you for the word that inspired us tonight. And you know, just keep letting God use you, you know, in your ministry. And I just thank God tonight. Praise God.
Amen. Praise God. God, Elder. We thank you, Elder Lisa. And we thank God for you. Thank God for your testimony. Because others need to hear of the goodness and glory of our God. He always comes through. Oh, yes, he does. He never fails, and he knows exactly what we need, praise God. So, yes, we rejoice with you in your blessing. Hallelujah. Well, we're going to go ahead and close the broadcast out tonight. We pray that this word, again, was a blessing to you, and we pray that you go forth. And we just want to share that may God be glorified. May Christ be magnified.
May the Holy Spirit be satisfied.
May the people of God be edified. And the devil be terrified. To God be all the glory. Hallelujah. You all have an awesomely blessed week. We love you.
Love you.
And take care.